Today is Tuesday, April 15th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Laundry Day. It's also Purple Up Day, whatever that means. It's also National Titanic Remembrance Day. It's time for an ad to pop up on the website. It's National Rubber Eraser Day, National Take a Wild Guess Day, National Tax Day. I hope you guys have all done your taxes. And finally, it's National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. I can't talk. I don't know, but I'm not going to re-require that whole paragraph. I feel like I was mush mouth. Maybe not, but that's how it felt. Rubber erasers. That's a weird thing to have a day for. And also, I would be interested to know. And you know what? We haven't done this in a while, and I don't even know if she's going to be able to hear me. Before I do this, because every time I've done this in the past, or most times I've done this in the past, I have she has not been able to hear me. So I'm just going to go here. Okay, she is definitely going to hear, I think she's definitely going to hear that. So I'm going to leave that, but I'm going to put the output as this. I'm probably going to get it wrong, but let's see if this works. And I'm going to ask her. Hey, ChatGPT, do you know now versus, let's say, 1950, what the production of rubber erasers in numbers would be?
Hey, Adam. Rubber eraser production has definitely increased since the 1950s. Back then, production was mostly manual with fewer factories. Today, it's automated and global demand is much higher due to population growth and more school supplies. Exact numbers can vary, but overall, there's been a significant increase. Want me to dig up some specific stats or trends?
Well, I was curious because I would have thought with technology and everyone using tablets and computers and stuff like that, that there would be less need for erasers. Has maybe per capita, or I don't know, because I know the population is larger now. Is there any truth to that?
That's a good point. While digital tools have reduced the need for some traditional supplies, erasers are still pretty common. Schools still use them a lot, especially in regions where access to tech isn't universal. Plus, there are still plenty of artists, designers, and hobbyists who prefer pencils. So while the overall usage might have decreased per capita in some places, population growth and continued demand keep production up. It's kind of a balance.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm trying a new voice. What do you guys think? I was like, oh, I'll do a British voice. And I still don't. I call her, but it's not really a her. It's an it. Pronouns. What are you going to do? It's just a pronouns. They're hard. And it's a piece of tech. It's not a her or a him or a they. It's not even a they or a them. It's an it. But I say she, because the voice that I've chosen is a female. Well, there you go. That's more than you wanted to know about erasers, but we have no contact. I just looked. There's no contact. So you guys, you're going to have to learn about erasers unless you want to text me or call at 479-221-9393. And I will definitely play and or read it on the show. All right, well, we were talking about the weekend, so I do have some stuff to talk about anyway. I think we only got through Sunday night, but I'll probably repeat a little bit of what I said. Mark had his race on Sunday. I think I was running out of time when I was describing this. Several shirtless guys that were very attractive and always like a shirtless guy, although it was cold, so I don't know why they started shirtless, but I feel like maybe one of the reasons that guys will run shirtless, other than they want to be looked at. Guy, I'm gay, and so I don't know, but I bet straight guys want to be looked at as well. You know, gay guys like to be, if a lot of gay guys want attention, right? And so they're going to wear the sluttiest or the most skimpy outfit when they go to these outdoor festivals or when they run or when they go to Halloween. You know, we've all seen the little boy shorts and angel wings combination or something like that. So we know that. But for straight guys, and I guess it just depends. I guess you can't really. You can't be generic about this. There's a word for that, and I've lost it. But I need to. Everyone is different. And so it's some guys will want to be looked at and some guys won't. And just because they're shirtless doesn't mean that they necessarily want to be looked at. Maybe they're very practical. When you run 26.2 miles, I would imagine that your nipples would hurt from your shirt rubbing against them. I mean, I'm not a runner, but there was a period of time where I was trying to run a little bit. And I recall even walking or whatever I was doing, my shirt was rubbing against my nips. And they even scabbed up. I know that's gross, but they even scabbed up afterward. I must have been running. I must have been, because I don't think just walking around would do that. And anyway, there were shirtless guys. So Mark and I dropped him off. And I had planned on seeing him at mile 3 and mile 19 because I wanted to take a nap in between. And so, because we live close enough to where the run was that I was able to go home. But guys, there was a tracking app called RaceJoy. And it let me track him. And so I was able to track him and know exactly where he was. So on mile 3, I was able to see him. And then, so I pulled, it was basically a housing area. So I pulled into a housing area and kind of parked on the side of the road, ran over to where I was going to see him. I could see the little dot on the map on my phone. And so it was all good because I could see him. So I did. I saw him. He ran right past me. I got some photos, got some video, got back in my car, went home, took a nap, and, I don't like taking naps because I feel worse after naps usually, but I was so tired. So I did watch TV, but I knew that I picked something that if I fell asleep, it would be fine. So I did end up falling asleep, but only for maybe half an hour or something like that. And then I got up and proceeded to mile 19, which was luckily the road was passing right by a restaurant where I could park. And so I parked at this restaurant. I actually parked at a cronut place right next to the restaurant. Not that that's pertinent. We have cronuts here in Northwest Arkansas, apparently. I've never eaten there, so I've never eaten the original cronut either, so who knows. But I got in place. 5 minutes later, boom, there's Mark. Saw him again. Because, again, this app, so good. I was a little bit worried because during while I was at home, the app lost Mark's signal for a while. And I thought, oh no, I'm not going to be able to get him at mile 19 because I'm not going to know exactly where he is. And luckily, there were a few enough runners that he was never in a crowd. Because at the starting line, I did not pick him out at all because he was in a crowd and I just couldn't. I don't know. My brain can't pick him out in a crowd, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, saw him mile 19, said, woo, good job, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then proceeded to the finish line. I was able to find a parking space, which is good, and walked up to the finish line. Some of our friends, our Filipino friends, were there, so I hung out with them while we waited on him. And so we waited on him, but only I was there, I guess, about an hour. I forgot to mention, I did pick up kolaches and donuts on the way because he likes kolaches and donuts. And I thought, well, he'll be really hungry. But they provide food. And so I just remembered that I was having groceries delivered and they're probably sitting down there thawing out right now as we speak. I didn't even think about it. I guarantee you I have groceries sitting outside my door right now. Well, we only have like a minute left. I think my groceries, if they've, you know, If they've waited this long, I just got an email at 4:49, so maybe they just delivered it. Because Sydney just moved, so maybe she heard them. I don't know. Now I forgot what I was saying, but I picked him up food. I forgot that they give you food at the finish line. So he had a grilled chicken sandwich or something that they gave them at the finish line, and a banana and Gatorade and all this stuff. But we hung out and waited for another one of our friends to finish, cheered him on, and then we went over and had lunch at the Mexican restaurant. It's a new one, so I got a new restaurant for my restaurant of the week. And then we went home and napped and did all that kind of stuff. And then we had the show. We had Back to the Future in the evening. I think I got to the same place, but I felt like I needed to flesh that out a little bit more for you guys. So there you go. You got a little bit more bonus information about the race. And he did a great job. He was under 10-minute mile. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.